Welcome back, and joining me today is Oklahoma Union Cougars coach Rick Winbigler. And coach, took on Fairland this past Friday evening, but fell a little short against Fairland. 14-6 was the final. Coach, just your thoughts of that game last Friday.
Well, we're so close to being a competitive football team, it drives me nuts. Now, I'll tell anybody that'll listen, we've got good players, we've got good talent, we just don't know how to finish and execute and put people away. We had Fairland 6-0 going into the fourth quarter. We give up a long pass. We come out, we throw an interception. We need to chew some clock when we got a 6-0 lead, and we lose 20 yards, and then we muff a snap on the punt, and we give Fairland 30 yards to go score. You know, and we beat ourselves so often this year, and it's just been a battle for us to get some luck and get the ball to bounce our way. We're really close. I feel we're really close. We're watching tape, and we're right there to be a real competitive football team. And Fairland played real hard. We played real hard, but we really feel like we let that one slip away.
Coach, being 0-3 before you head to district play this Friday certainly has to be frustrating for you and the coaches and the players as well. Has there been any positives that you've seen as you head to Friday night's game?
Oh, plenty. We're not giving up. We expect to win. We deserve to win. We work hard. We lift weights hard. You know, these kids give me everything they have, and that's all I'll ever ask. We just haven't had the ball and plays go our way as often as we need. And plenty of teams have started off rough and hit their stride in district play. I know one year Carl Albert started out 0-4, 0-5, something like that, and they still make the playoffs. So we're really hoping that we can stay focused, ignore the non-district play. We've got a 0-0 record. It's a blank slate for us. We're in the new season, and we're going to come out with a fire. We're going to come out and play, and we want to make some noise. We want to get wins, and we want to have success, and I think we will.
Yeah, you put the point right there. The non-district part of the season's over. It's a brand-new season, district play. And Friday, you have that opportunity to get that first win of the year and, more importantly, the first district win when Chelsea comes to town on Friday. What do you know about the Green Dragons?
They're a very disciplined team, very aggressive on defense, very sound on offense. Now, I feel our defense last week played extraordinary. We were in the right places at the right times. We were aggressive. So if our defense can match the fundamentals and intensity of Chelsea, I feel like we're going to have another slugfest type of game. What we really need to pick up and focus on is our offensive execution. We ran the ball 43 times last week, and I don't believe we sniffed 50 yards rushing. We've got some things that we've got to fix with our offensive line. We've got some things we've got to fix with the pass and cuts of our running back. But after the game Friday, I was frustrated. I'm not sure, you know, what do we need to change on offense? And you go look at the tape, and it's one thing here, it's one thing there. And when we spent an hour and a half yesterday watching the film with the kids and seeing what do we need to fix, how could we have had success, we left a lot of stuff on the field. So we're hoping that we fix what we need to fix, and we come out Friday and we hit our attack points, and we block it right, and we pick up some of that leakage that we've been getting on the offensive line and have some success. And I think that we're going to work real hard at it this week and come out Friday and have a little bit of success.
Well, Coach, I'm wishing for you guys best of luck on Friday as you guys get that first win. Folks, Coach, thanks for talking with me today. Have yourselves a good week, and let's get that win on Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.